Every Arizona homeowner's best friend is taking a new little history approach today.
Who officiated you? Was it Rose Mofford, Governor Rose Mofford?
No, it was the first time they proposed it to me. It was Rose, I think, but I just turned it down. But I accepted in 1997. Governor Fife Symington appointed me then, 1997.
I wonder if Jan could appoint us official Arizona handyman.
Oh,
huh?
She could.
You have any contacts in that arena?
Oh,
Mark?
Yeah. She and I have been friends for a long time.
Okay. Right.
Put in a good word. So the question going to the break was, what famous stuntman died in 1986? And the filming of the Million Dollar Industry on the Vermilion Cliffs.
I have no idea. I don't watch enough movies.
His name was Dar.
Go ahead, Dar Robinson.
Dar Robinson. D-A-R Robinson. And
what was the stunt?
What it reads here is they did the stunt, they did the shooting, and the emergency staff was dismissed. And so they were just playing around. And he passed the point of no return on his motorcycle and drove straight off the cliff.
Yeah.
That's a long way. He set 19 stunt records, set 21 first ever records, and one of his last movies was Lethal Weapon. I'm going to go back and look. Seeing his picture now, I'm going to see if that was him jumping off the building with the jumper where he's like, "You want to jump?" And he Yeah, the cop handcuffs himself to the jumper. He says, "Do you wanna?" And he drags him off. I bet you that was him flying off that nut.
Probably, yeah.
Mel Gibson. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
That's kind of close up to your other nickname is Ash Fork Kid, right?
Yeah, that's my hometown. And speaking of that, that just segues right into another little quickie. When you get your kicks on Route 66, it's Flagstaff, Arizona, and don't forget. What?
We're waiting for it.
Oh. Winona. That's that little burg out east of Flagstaff, yeah. Over by Canyon Diablo.
Okay.
Don't forget Winona.
Don't forget Winona.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't.
All right.
Did you see where the old historic restaurant at Vermilion Cliffs just burned down last month?
Yeah. That was,
Isn't that a shame?
I stopped there many times.
Me too.
Up there. It's a great old place. I was sad to see that.
Last time I was there, we had lunch. We were on our way actually to Brian's Head Ski Resort in Utah, and I bought about 20 books. One of them ends up being one of my favorite books of all Arizona history. It's by a cowboy named Mac Hughes, I think, and it's called The Hash Knife Cowboy.
Yeah, Stella Hughes wrote that about her husband, Mac. I knew them both very well.
That's one of the funnest books I've read in a long time.
Yeah, the funny story how he lost his finger. Two fingers.
Yes.
It's one of the best Arizona stories I know.
It is. It's great.
It really grosses out your audiences, though.
Yeah, it does. We won't go there. Let's get back to our topic on hand solar. And we've got Josh Held here from Harmon Solar, answering questions on the solar industry. We're trying to cover it all. But before we go back to the calls, I do want to take one, Romy. We had a question that Jennifer asked earlier because the phones are just exploding and we're not getting to all the questions because Marshall's too fun to talk to.
I'll try to shut up.
They wanted to know about roof types, and we addressed that pretty well. Any type can be accommodated. And then the different types of panels.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's address that real quick and get a call in.
There's a few different types of panels, but mainly what the industry has evolved to is using what's called a polysilicon panel. And we're using silicon as the conductor inside that. The other types of panels are thin film technology. People know the name First Solar. That's a big, you know, big business name here, headquartered right there in Tempe. First Solar makes these thin film panels that are used on utility scale projects globally. They actually don't use thin film very often because they're a little less efficient and a little more costly than the polysilicon modules that we're using now.
And as it relates to durability in a hailstorm, the hailstorm we had 2 years ago, two Octobers ago, how many solar panels did y'all lose of all the ones that you've put up?
Harmon Solar actually did not lose a single panel when that hailstorm hit. So,
that's how durable they are.
Yeah,
they can handle it.
Very durable.
I lost two air conditioners in my entire roof,
mm-hmm.
but not one solar panel. Romy?
That was 3 years.
Wow.
Time flies.
Yeah.
We were talking resale value. Stephen has called in, and excuse me, Stephen, and says he's in the home buying process. Is he better off trying to find one existing with solar because he wants solar, or find a house without one and start fresh?
So
let's bring him into the conversation. Turn him over to Josh. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing good, Stephen. How are you?
And it's Stephen.
Stephen.
With a V. So basically, I'm 26 years old. I'm recently switched careers. I got a great job now, and I'm looking to buy a home. My first question is it worth it to look for a home that already has that solar infrastructure in place, or is it better to buy one that doesn't and then, you know, build my own, make sure that it's the right system and the right setup for my home?
Sure.
And then my second question is you know, I was born and raised in Arizona, and the whole solar debate's been going on for a long time. The biggest complaint I hear about it is that the energy output, like, it only converts like 5 or 10% of the sun into usable energy.
Sure. Let me hit on that first one. Buy it with solar or put it on after? And I guess my answer would be yes. one or the other, you know. It depends.
Wouldn't you really want to know who put it on?
Yeah, that's the question you want to ask.
Long?
If you're buying one with solar on there, was it installed properly? Is there damage? And that could be investigated in the home inspection process to ensure that the roof was weatherized properly, that it was interconnected with the home properly, and just that you're getting a good product for your value. Otherwise, obviously, still makes sense to look at it after you purchase your home.
We'll address the second part of Stephen's question right after this. We'll be right back at Rosie on the House.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.